Hello, Pinellas County. It's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership, where Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the Kaz, also known as beef liver with caramelized onions. Not your style? No problem. How about the chicken wings? Or the spaghetti and meatballs? Or even the meatloaf with potatoes? At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. It's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pies by the slice, or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street, a hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew across from the 7-Eleven. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street, open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 3 p.m., or on the weekends from 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. Give us a call, 727-441-2644. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street, located at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
You know, I was thinking maybe we can add a little bit more to that song. You know? We got Eric in the house from Angie's on Drew Street.
Good afternoon.
We got Mike in the house. Hey. How you doing, Mike?
It's all right.
Easier if you put a headset on. You can hear, unless you got bionic ears. And then we got Tom in the booth. How you doing, Tom?
Just wonderful. How's everybody doing?
Good. We're doing real good. How was everybody's Christmas?
I was just going to ask that.
Good. You beat me. I beat you to it then. So what? How was Christmas?
Very good.
You know, it's about giving, right? Christmas, Thanksgiving, giving. Could you imagine that you didn't give one present away at Christmas time if that was you? What would that say? Even on that special day, right? That special day of giving, you can, that even that day, you can't give a gift away to someone.
Scrooge.
So anyhow, so I was just going to say that, because guess what I watched last night? Scrooge.
And then which version? There's multiple versions of that.
Yeah, there was two that we watched. It was some African-American lady that played Scrooge.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's her name?
Cicely Tyson.
Yes. So anyhow, it was a black version of it. I watched that one, and then I watched the one.
It's called Mrs. Scrooge.
Miss Scrooge.
Yeah, Miss Scrooge, yes.
But that's a classic, right? What's the most classic? But then in the end, he gets it, right? That's the deal. It's better to give than to receive. Did you hear about the thing that Tammy set up with the old age home?
I did. She was advertising that last time I was here.
Well, it's just... I'll give you an example of that. 80% of people that are 90 or over, 80%, that's a high percentage, right?
Right.
Are the forgotten. In other words, 8 out of 10 90-year-olds will not have someone visit them.
Is it because of lack of family in the area, or what's the major cause of that?
Most of the people that are family passed away, right? If you live to 90, 95.
Friends, family, right?
Friends, family are all gone.
Right. What about like grandkids, great-grandkids?
But what do you think? Answer that yourself. So anyhow, so Tammy set this deal up where we went out there, and it was very emotional.
Yes,
it was. You know, it was very emotional.
Where was this at?
At the manor on
Patricia
Avenue.
Okay.
Right?
Over in Dunedin. Right.
And we're doing another one on April.
Okay.
April. And what it was is, this. I can just say this, I got permission to do it. So Tina is the pastor, right?
Right.
So Tina did the deal where she was pushing this guy that's 90 years old to give himself to the Lord. Now, myself personally, I've never brought anybody to the Lord,
right?
Like where they accepted Christ in their heart. I've never done that.
I have.
So that must be a great feeling.
It is. And it's even better and more of an honor when they approach you and say, hey, you know, I've been thinking about, and then they talk about, and then you discuss it with them, and then you go ahead and do it. It's
amazing.
It's something you'll never forget.
So anyhow, so Tina gets this 90-year-old man after Tammy got him something from the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, go
he
Sox.
He was from Boston.
All right, go Sox.
So he gives himself to the Lord, and guess what Tina does?
What?
Starts hysterically crying. And then everybody around it was just crying. And I was crying. I'll just say I was crying.
Yeah, I was too.
It was just very emotional, right? And the guy's from Boston, right up your alley.
Right. Well, there's a difference between Boston and Cape Cod. I'm from Cape Cod. Okay.
Yeah, we had old Cape Cod on. I called actually Tony today, but he didn't answer.
I hope Tony's doing well.
Yeah, yes, so. The little gentleman, though, he had been fighting her for about 7 months about, he's like, oh, God doesn't want me. I don't want to be saved. I don't want to... So that's why it was so amazing.
Nice. That's why. So she didn't give up. It was a very emotional day. And then we bought a cake, and then we realized you can't give cake to the elderly.
Sugar,
whatever, right. So certain ones. So we ended up giving it to the staff.
Yeah, well, they had cookies and stuff. It was just we had to be careful of certain people that weren't allowed to have sugar. So
right.
So it was kind of a neat thing, and it was very emotional. But anyhow, the reason I'm saying that is we're going to be doing another one on Valentine's Day.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Is it at the same place?
Yes, it's going to be at the same place. It's going to be on Valentine's Day, and we just want people to know that, you know, they're not forgotten. That's the whole thing.
Right. And what we're looking to do, and I shouldn't put you on the spot.
Oh, same place. You got to say same place.
Yes.
What is that place again, so
it
everybody knows?
It is Manor Care in Dunedin. It's right on Patricia, so it's a local nursing home. You know, and the thing is, people, they're not all seniors there. I mean, there are several seniors there, but, you know, one in particular lady melts me. She's only 30 years old. And she has two little girls that are 6 and 8.
Right.
And her husband is in the Army, and he's based overseas right now.
By the way, big, big thanks to our servicemen and women.
Absolutely.
Right. That's leading into Mobility Plus. She was a commander.
Oh, wow.
A commander. And she runs Mobility Plus, scooters, ramps, lifts.
I had to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, finish your story. I just want to do this real quick so I don't forget. But she's a commander at the Coast Guard.
Oh,
and her person that works with her, Jeff, was in the Navy.
Right.
But like, you can say the word integrity. You know, integrity is when no one's looking and you do the right thing.
Right.
Right. So their integrity, but how do you say that? Because it sounds like marketing. Oh, we're honest. But they really are the real deal. They're honest, and they deal with scooters, ramps, lifts. They're right there in the Winn-Dixie Plaza. Right where Winn-Dixie and County Road 1 and Main Street meet.
Yeah.
And they got everything. And I always say this too, because when I look at this ad, this ad is the way to design an ad. And I've said it several times.
Let me take a look at it.
Because it tells you, when you glance at it, what they do.
Right.
Right. So even if you couldn't read, you can look at
mobility scooters, power chairs, recreational scooters, auto lifts. Fix and pour. So what was the story that we interrupted?
Just
you
real
with?
Quick, I'll just say this. Okay, Mobility Plus. So when you Google Mobility Plus, don't Google scooters and all that. Google the name Lynn from Mobility Plus, and the phone number is 727-733-7587. So she's a veteran, a commander. Right, that's as big as you get, right? Yeah. Who's bigger than the commander?
Just to let you know, at Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we honor our military service and women with a valid ID. If you have a valid ID, serving or served, you get 10% off.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
So that's our way.
On Drew Street.
Yep.
So what did you want to finish that story with this?
Oh, you were doing? Yes. Well, like I said, there's a lady there that really, really just hits close to home. And, you know, she's only 30 years old, but she has a terminal brain tumor.
Oh, my.
And so her two little girls, like, this is the last Christmas they're going to be with her, and they try to spend as much time as possible. But her husband, like I said, he is actually in the Army, and he's based overseas at this time, but he should be coming home soon. But just, you know, there's a lot of people there. I would literally, about 80% of the people that live there don't have any visitors whatsoever.
Wow. Right. They're forgotten.
They are.
There was a lady there. I think she's in the Guinness Records, but I'm not sure. She's like right now, she's a, for us in Florida, she's 109.
109. Oh,
wow. Imagine the knowledge and the things that that woman has seen.
Oh, yes. Right. I mean, seriously, though, the day that we were there, how many visitors did you see?
None.
And it's Christmas time.
Hardly any.
We saw two residents there that had visitors. That's it.
And but wow. That's why I wanted to ask, but I don't want to ask on the air, but I will.
Okay.
What we're looking to do is for the Valentine's Day to get 20 people to donate $50.
Okay.
And then with that $50, what we did is we bought blankets,
socks, necessary things.
Necessary.
Nothing there, people don't realize really, but nothing is included with you. It's just their room.
You're supposed to supply your own.
So these people don't get shampoo. I mean, they have to buy their own, you know, products. So anything, lotion or anything, they have to purchase.
Right.
Some people there actually have no money left over at the end of the month after paying their rent. So they have $0.
Right. So what we want to do is have, and if you said yes, but this is on the air and it's not fair. But if you did say yes, you'd be the first one to say yes.
I'll tell you what, Angie's Grill on Drew Street, I will do it.
$50.
I'll do the $50. Yeah, see? I'll
and
be the
I
first
just
one.
I do a shout out.
You're the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's the first one?
You are, Angie's.
Because we thought about it. Because we were thinking, we're taking away from our customers by not letting them give. Right? Because we financed this whole thing, right? And then I was thinking, talking to Tammy, I was saying, like, wouldn't clients want to feel good? In other words, it's like in, say someone's a drunk and stuff. You keep enabling them, giving them money, keep paying their rent. You don't allow them to hit their bottom, right?
Right.
So then you're called an enabler. Also, if you don't allow people to contribute and help, you're not allowing them to give.
Right.
And feel good about themselves. So it's not even, it's a win-win deal. You feel good about yourself. And you're helping the forgotten.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
First
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Ring the bell.
Right,
first
you.
One.
Yay.
Yep. So
Angie's
we got 19 more to go.
Angie's Grill on Drew Street will be the first one. I know
yes.
I know that my wife, Ina, she is just got this beautiful heart inside of her. And she always, the main thing when we purchased this restaurant in July of this year, her big goal for 2020, from what I understand, is to give back to the community. And
right.
this is one of our first ways of doing that resolution.
Why don't you guys come out with us? Because it's not just, we need people to come visit with people, because it's about time as well, you know? Like, sit down, play some checkers with someone, or just have a conversation with someone. It makes their day.
Right.
If you take the three T's, here are the three T's. Time, talent, and treasures, right? Those are the three T's. So if you tell me where your treasures are spent, that'll tell me where your time is spent, right? What was the other one, by the way?
Time, treasures, and...
Talent.
Yeah, talent.
So
yes,
where
talent.
Your talent, like what you do. Action, right? What is the first three letters in action?
Act.
So if you tell me where your treasures are spent, you just spent $50 in a good cause.
Right.
That tells me where your heart is.
Now, you said this is for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
This is a very special day because it's my dad's birthday.
Oh,
he's a Valentine's
birthday.
Baby.
My mother's birthday is on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Is that neat? So, I don't know, if you can, if you can spend time, you already gave us your treasure.
Right.
So wait, what else we got to get? Your talent. Maybe you can make a...
Did you know that I have a hidden talent?
What is it?
I can actually play the drum set really, really well.
All right.
I can sing very well, and I can also play a little bit of guitar.
That is awesome.
Yes.
Very good.
You should come in one day at the radio show and play your guitar. We had a violinist and lady in here one time.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I wanted to give my son some credit right here. Actually, speaking of commanders, do you know that he just, a couple weeks ago, he is the commander of the military army, police force right now.
Congrats.
In Jacksonville.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Congrats.
That's congrats.
He just got some more stripes.
Very
it's
proud.
MA, I forget exactly.
Yeah, he was in Japan. Hand.
Very
He's been
proud.
All over.
Yeah.
So he's a commander. But I don't know. Lynn's tougher, though.
Of the police force.
Okay, so we'll put them in a cage match. All right?
My son is 6'5".
I don't care. Lynn knows karate.
Okay. And he actually played football for AMU.
I don't care. I'm still putting my money on Lynn.
Not only are we
two
very,
commanders.
Not only are we very proud of him, but we're also proud of the family to allow him and put that dedication forth to let him go ahead and do that and protect us. So
right.
thank you.
Yes. And then the other son, Josh, I just got to tell you something.
Josh is awesome.
Think about this. I've never met a kinder, I just want to let that stress out. Hey, am I miss saying anything?
When no.
When you love, kind, what word? Non-confrontational, giver. Yes.
Joshua is the gentle giant because he's 6'7", and people look at him and like, but he is the sweetest, nicest, my proudest thing I've ever done.
Right. So he's, and that's our other son.
Right. I got a question for you. This thing that's going to be happening on Valentine's Day, right? People call into the station right now because we just said that you're looking for 19 more. Right.
Oh, yes.
Do we have a phone number that we can call
here? Yes. 727-441-3000.
Okay. Yes.
That's for the locals.
727-441-3000.
All right.
And actually, at this moment, we are going to take just a quick break and hear from one of a commercial from one of our awesome clients.
Who's that?
Affordable Fresh Cut Trees.
Did you call him?
I did. He wasn't available, but I told him we were going to do the commercial if he was able to tune in right now.
All right.
But he can also find it on YouTube. Anybody can find us on YouTube at the Brian Cash Class Show.
All right. So that's Affordable Cuts. What I want is for that to have. So I wish I had the ad in front of me. Anyhow, that's who I was supposed to call to and didn't call. But anyhow, Affordable Cuts. This guy is unbelievable. He was talking the same thing. How do you tell people that you have integrity? You know, you can just say it, but by your action shows it. Anyhow, that's Affordable Cut. I think it's called Affordable Fresh Cuts, actually. So that's the name when you Google, when you need a tree service, Google Affordable. And he does everything from tree stumps to, you name it, tree work. He's been in business a while. There it is. Nice save.
Ta-da, good save.
Ta-da. Stump grinding, landscaping, clean outs, mulch, rocks, shell, planting. Affordable Fresh Cuts. They're the best. You know, and you can text Keith at 727-771-5559. That's the text age, but he does answer the phone too. And just to show you that he's, you know, I tell people like when they do ads in the book also, because anybody can set up a Facebook.
Right.
But when you have an ad in a publication, it gives credibility.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be my publication, but it does. And I asked the lady at the St. Pete Times, because she had, I was asking her about print media is dead. And she goes, yeah, but the people that advertise still in the paper have credibility. Mike, let me get this one right here since you did it. Yeah, so that's what, Affordable Cuts, Fresh Cuts. He's licensed. He has Bobcats, hauling services. He's the real deal. But also, too, is I think which gives credibility is that he takes MasterCard, he takes Visa, he takes Discovery, and he takes American Express. Companies that generally take credit cards, that's another arrow in the quill for credibility.
Right.
Doesn't mean, of course, you can be a con artist, but at least you have that credit card where you can dispute it, right? Or whatever, if you wanted to. But if you're looking for professional tree trimming and removal, go no further than Affordable Fresh Cuts, and they're the best. Again, the phone number is 727-771-5559. And that's it. Then let's talk about Angie's. Like, what do you guys got going on there?
Ooh. You have to throw me in the bus on that one.
Yeah, because usually you're here to help others. You don't talk about your own place.
Very true. My wife slaps me upside my bald head all the time. So why don't you talk about our restaurant? You're always talking about somebody else's. Well, our restaurant, since we purchased it in July, we've revamped the front area. Fresh paint, fresh trim. Revamped the menu so that this way here it's a little more basic. We're back to the basics. Breakfast, lunch, I could bring up a couple specials if you want. For the lunch, I don't know if you heard the advertisement earlier. We have the thing called the Kaz, right? The Kaz is actually named after Ina's mom, my mother-in-law. It's beef, liver, and onions with caramelized onions. It's
right.
Amazingly,
you know,
awesome.
I have to tell you, I once saw on a show where the guy, the cook, I watched the cooking channel.
Right.
He said, since you caramelized the onions, you ruined the dish.
No.
No, that was, I only like caramelized onions.
That's what the guy said. So I thought, you know what I get every time I order a hamburger? Caramelized onions.
Really?
So I'm watching it because that's your taste, right?
Right.
But if you don't like caramelized onions, you can get them raw, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you'll make it to order. But yeah, it's right. Everybody's
everything
taste
is made to order.
Everything is made to order. So some yes. people like onions, some people don't.
Right.
And then that's the beauty of what you do there is you want to satisfy and give people what they want.
Absolutely.
Why not?
We're better than Burger King. We'll give you.
Why not?
You can have it your way.
No, I've had people say in restaurants, "Oh, we can't do that." I'm like, okay.
Now, there's also when we were putting the menu together, a lot of folks in the trucking industry, because I'm a retired semi-retired trucker of 20 years, they all called me Eric with a K. That's how my name is spelled. I don't know what my parents were smoking in the 70s, but they named it E-R-I-K.
That's how you spell Eric.
Well, it's really hard to find a keychain or a mug with your name on it. It's usually the E-R-I-C.
Really?
Right. So, so we had a little fun with the Eric with a K special. It's on the top right corner of the breakfast menu. It's two eggs, any style, two biscuits and gravy, choice of meat for bacon, sausage, or ham. You also get hash browns or home fries or southern grits with that. So it's really, really good hearty breakfast. And you get the half size of that, the snack jack. So just thought that it was a pretty cool name for it. And that's one egg, one biscuit and gravy, choice of meat, which is bacon, sausage, or ham.
Shit, that's better than the Grand Slam.
Yeah, it is. It is hash brown. And not only is it better than the Grand Slam, I mean, that's a chain. You know,
right.
This is a mom and pop shop. You know right. You're going to get fresh items.
No.
And the Belgian waffle we have, I don't know if you heard the story about the Belgian waffle.
I did, but I'd like to hear it again. Trial and error.
It was trial and error for sure. About 3.5 years of trial and error. My poor wife, she was ready to kill me. It took her 14 recipes for me to say, that's the one. It was either too thick or too thin or too light or too heavy. 14 recipes over 3.5 years. And I finally said, that's the one.
Oh, we got to go there. The Belgian waffle.
Belgian waffle. And you can get strawberries on top of that, blueberries on top of that, whipped cream on top of that.
Right.
My favorite thing that I like to do with the Belgian waffle is you take chicken breast, grilled chicken breast, and you put sausage gravy on top of that and just chop it up.
Oh, wow. There's something about waffles and chicken.
You got to try it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Absolutely. And if we're making you hungry out there, just come on down and visit us. Andrew's Grill on Drew Street. We also have to-go. It's 727-441-2644 if you ever want to do the to-go. We're open Monday through Friday, 6 to 3. Saturday, Sunday, 6 to 2. And just come on down.
Come on down. Come on down to but the one on Drew Street.
Right.
Across from the 7-Eleven.
Right.
Can you spell Drew Street? D-R-E-W. Across from the 7-Eleven. Drew Street. Angie's Grill.
That was really animated.
That's the thing about live radio, too. I've said things I've regretted over the years, too. But that's the deal, live radio. So anyhow, Nick, you going to come in here? Nick, you going to come in? All right.
Nick can take my spot. I need to go back and wrap up.
That's right. Okay, but anyhow, thank you very much. Number one.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Maybe you can make it down to, maybe. I'm just saying, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It'd be a neat experience.
We'll pencil it in, and if we're able to make it, you know.
And then we'll do something maybe if the radio show's there, say, do a happy birthday to your dad.
Oh, that would be great.
How old is your dad?
He is 70.
So there you go.
He'll be 71 coming up this February 14th.
You know, where does he live in Florida?
No, he's on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I mean, he's visiting right now in Orlando with my sister.
But even in Orlando, Cape Cod, he can watch us on the internet.
Right.
Have you ever had him do that?
Him and the internet are like oil and water.
But it would be kind of neat if he could watch his son on the radio.
Right.
It would be kind of neat.
Yep. Nick, good to see you again.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, hanging in there, unlike our hair and our mind.
You know? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Great to see you again.
Yes. Nick, we went to O'Keefe's, a lawyer. I think, what was his name? McGuire?
McGuire Law Group.
Yeah. You know, he just threw a beautiful Christmas party, and it was kind of neat. So anyhow, have you ever been, did you go to a few Christmas parties?
I was actually in England. And I flew back.
England?
Yes.
How was that?
It was amazing. Absolutely.
Just
amazing.
Visiting? Nothing crazy going on?
We were celebrating a 50th birthday.
Nice.
A very close friend of mine of 20 years. We were also at a wedding for a very, very, his daughter. Aaron and Scott. So congrats to them. I was a part of their wedding. Yeah,
and very even nice. Them in England can watch the show.
Right. And actually, last time I was here, they were watching the show. Stu was in Germany.
Awesome.
And
we were actually just watching in there. We have about 12 people watching the show right now.
Excellent. Hi, everybody.
And also, we have Bob on the line from Picture Marketing.
Bob, do you need T-shirts or
anything? Hello, how are you?
I'm just asking. I'll keep selling you.
Tammy,
he's my number one client.
How are you?
How are you?
How was your Christmas?
Very good.
How was your Christmas?
Good. He was the mayor.
This
is the former mayor of Palm Harbor.
Oh, well, hello, Bob.
Right?
Hello. He's the former. I'm with Picture Marketing Solutions.
Awesome.
We are, and my wife and I have been in business since January of 2011.
Excellent.
And we listen to your show all of the time. I want to commend you. Did you have a good Christmas?
I believe we all had a good Christmas. They're working on their earphones right now.
Brian had an amazing Christmas. I know that.
Yeah, actually,
I had a good
did.
Christmas, a good holiday, and I look forward to talking with you to tell you more about what we do. We do listen to you all the time. I'm a former broadcast major, and so I'm very cognizant of the kinds that there are on the radio, and you do a very good job.
Thank you very much.
Many years ago, when I was younger and more vibrant, I taught broadcasting and radio and television production at the most famous one. It was Southern Illinois University in Carbondale.
That's awesome.
Cool.
So I'm quite acquainted with broadcasting. So what would you like to know about me?
Well, how about you tell our listeners what kinds of things that you do and how they can contact you?
Okay. The kinds of things we do promotional products. If you don't know what a promotional product is, it's anything that you put your name on, quite frankly. The most people think of pens, pencils, Post-it notes. Big items are wearables. That includes T-shirts, shirts. T-shirts, when you talk about T-shirts, some of our biggest clients are the yard crews. And they like to put their names on, and they usually will buy them in the vibrant colors.
Right.
They will have on the orange or the fluorescent green, so people can see them.
It might be
Smith's Lawn Service or Smith's Tree Service, and you see them out there on the street, and they're doing that. So that's one of the biggest things. The other thing is, of course, the actual products of... We have an awful lot of people that like the Post-it notes.
I'll tell
you what I like. I like about Post-it notes. You can take your Post-it notes, you write a note on it, and put it on something, and it is very usable.
We use it.
For instance, you can take the Post-it notes, put it on, and call me today, special, whatever there might be. We get the Post-it notes. Those are some of the most popular kinds of things we use.
Oh, that's very good. I have a question for you. We would, as a company, like to get some shirts, but I was thinking, like, for when we go to, like, some different networking events and things like that, do you guys do, like, the embroidery, or you can put a name on it? Because I would like to get some dress shirts, actually, with our name on it.
I'll tell you what we have. We deal with a number of companies. Our most popular one is Sanmar.
Okay.
And what we do is we give any client a big catalog, probably 200-page catalog.
Oh.
And it has all of the shirts, whether it be the popular Nike-type shirts.
Right.
All the way down to all the various shirts. So you pick out your shirt that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you can meet our minimum of regular Nike shirts. The minimum is one.
Oh, I think we could do that.
Or for embroidery. Now, for screen printing, it's around 12. How that works with your shirts? I'm glad you asked that. And again, your name?
My name is Tammy. I met you at one of the Palm Harbor events. I'm Brian's business partner, actually.
I thought he was going to get you and go. And for screen printing, it's one.
Screen printing is 12. Yeah, but that's because if the two different processes. With the other kind of printing, there's embroidery.
Right.
Is one of the most popular things. What you do is, like I say, you pick out the kind of shirt that you would like to have, and then we will. I really have gotten upset with people that get things that don't fit right. You know, some people always want the small, but they really need the large.
Right.
So what we like to do is we like to get the shirts in. Have you or whoever you're wanting to get it to try it on. And after they've tried that on, then we take it to an embroiderer and have the embroidery done.
Oh, okay.
The screen printing, all the different sizes, etc. But if you have the embroidery done, it can be anything. What I like to say on the embroidery, don't try and write the Bible on an embroidered
yes.
shirt. We like to, but still, you can have some very nice things with the name of your company, a logo, etc.
Right.
So what we would do is if you called and you said, I'd like to get and I'll just use the term Nike shirt, and I'd like to, or maybe two or five. I guess the minimum is one. But it's about a $45 price to get it logo digitalized. And then we take that digitalized, and you can take it anywhere you want to. And then you can put it on the shirt. The reason I say we want to digitalize, are you acquainted with the term vector?
Yes, yes.
Okay, vector, just for those of the listeners who do not know, vector art is the most active thing to use, because if you get something done in vector art, that can then be taken and can be sized up, sized down,
right,
whatever it might be, rather than have to be at that particular size.
Right.
So we do that on the embroidery, and we have a couple of different embroiderers. We have some that are very complicated. Like I say, they're very, very complicated. And then there are some that are just plain the name. One of the most popular things to do with the shirt is to put on, for instance, the name of your company, and also... Some have on their shirts, they have the Brad or whoever it might be on the sleeve. It just depends on what you're doing.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And I know you guys do cups and
oh,
pens
yeah.
and backpacks.
Like we said, anything that you can put your name on.
Right.
That's nice. The big things I see most popular is cups.
Right.
We have gone into many places and see the cups with, now remember the name of our company,
right.
Victor Marketing Solutions.
Yes.
And that's the name of our company. And I've been always taught to give phone numbers. So I guess the easiest way to call us is 812-454-4911. I'll repeat, 812-454-4911.
All right.
Now, I made a mistake a couple of times and accidentally dialed 911, but that's by accident.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's 812-454-4911. We are in Palm Harbor, sunny Palm Harbor, Florida, and we are glad to come out within range. We like to keep it within Palm Harbor all the way down to Tampa.
Okay.
That we handle the entire area.
Awesome. And guys, that's Pictor Marketing. So anybody that is listening that is maybe in a business and you are going to different networking groups and things, it's always good to give people free stuff to brand yourself, like pens or the Post-its or cups or whatever, because every time someone looks at that, they're going to remember, oh, hey, I met them at that group and that's what they do, you know? So it's always good to have marketing materials to pass out to people.
I would say just give you, I've always taught in my teaching to give statistics, and I think one of the best things is to tell you that 88% promotional products, remember the name of the advertiser on the product.
Yes.
And 85% of the recipients do business with the advertiser on the products, and 83% of the people receiving them say the promotional products work.
Awesome. It's,
right,
those are good
stuff. And that gives credibility.
Right.
Like if someone shows up with a company T-shirt on or a company shirt, generally, right, it gives credibility.
Or I think the big...
Right?
Right. Well, I think the big thing is not only the credibility, but now is a good time. A lot of people have trade shows coming up, businesses. They have various things. We have organizations that we work with that they want to be seen at. And one of the biggest things is to wear something with it, with your name on it. With
it's brand marketing with recognition. You got to have brand recognition. And right, the more T-shirts you put it on, the better it is.
Right.
Yeah, and the big thing is, I think with the promotional products, like we said, it is something that gives credibility more so than anything else. I know I love radio advertising. I always remember the old days of when I was teaching in radio. When you have radio, what you're saying is you're going to drop a marshmallow into a sea of chocolate. And you remember that's what radio does. It's a good medium. We enjoy, I love radio, I love television, I love promotional products. It's one of the major means of promoting anything.
No doubt. So anyhow, thank you for being on the show. And plus, we like to place an order with you guys and do some networking with our ad in the book and us place an ad with you guys. When can we get together to get this T-shirt and shirts going for us? When could you come in next Thursday to the radio show?
Yes. Yes. my wife is Jane, Dorothy Jane. We've been married how many years, Jane? Too many, she says. All I remember is the shotgun, but that's another story.
Yes. And Jane, she knows Tarzan.
You can tell the story next week.
You're done, right.
Hey, that's a little tease for next week's show. You can tell
shotgun
us
story.
Shotgun story and how you met Jane.
Right. Oh, we won't talk about that.
Next week.
Indiana University. We're both Indiana University graduates.
Very good.
VIU.
And you're the former mayor of Palm Harbor.
Yes, and I will be running again in the future. I've already told some of the people the exposure of being the mayor is so great and promoting Palm Harbor, and I will always help to promote you.
There you go. Anyhow, thanks for being on the show, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you. God bless you.
See you next week.
Bye.
Now we got the main man that we've been waiting for. The main man.
Yes, we have George.
You there, George?
I'm here, Brian. How are you?
Yeah, how do you pass? You're a doctor.
Yes.
We just had the mayor.
Our doctor in pharmacy, actually, yes.
Yeah, well, that's even harder if you think about it, to know all those little things. I look at my medicine sometimes, and I'm like, I can't spell that. That'd make a good spelling bee. But why is it that doctors get a bad rap for penmanship?
What's that? They get a bad rap for what? I didn't hear
penmanship. Is that a word, penmanship? Is that a word? Why do they get a bad rap for that?
They're always in a rush, that's why.
Always in a rush. You know,
they use shorthand. We don't understand it.
Do you know?
We actually do use a lot of shorthand, believe it or not.
And I can't say that I'm not in a rush, because I was supposed to pick up my daughter, right? And I got sidetracked, and I didn't pick her up, and it hurts me, right? I could have rushed there and maybe got here like 15 minutes late, but I didn't do it. And so you ever get rushed where you got to be at two places at the same time?
All the time.
So how do you handle that? I know this is not about... This is the medicine shop, pharmacy on East Bay. Is that West Bay or East Bay?
East Bay. We're in East Bay in Largo. Yeah.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you tell people, like, how to relax and not be rushed? What's the best way to do it?
My biggest thing is really, at the end of the day, you have to be on top of everything. You've got to know what your priorities are. If you don't know where your priorities are, then obviously you'd be a lot of trouble.
Planning and prioritization. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
To me, it is priorities at the end of the day.
So, like, I'll give you an example. If someone said I didn't have enough time to do it because I had a billion other things to do,
you're not a priority.
It's not that you didn't have time. You didn't give it a high enough priority.
That's correct.
Right? So time is never, you know, they say time is money too, right?
I better hope so.
And then where you, we were just talking about the three T's, time, treasure, and talent, right? Where you put those three T's tells you where your heart is, where you put your treasures, your time, and your talent. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would, actually, yeah.
Right. Anyhow, I don't know how we got off on that. Because you, but you're here to help. Do you want to make monies while you're on this show, right?
Well, it depends on you, Brian.
Is he a priority?
Is it a priority? And then just know when you win on this show, the check's in the mail. Let's give him a question. Come on, let's get there. We didn't even talk about the medicine shop, but I want to get right to the nitty-gritty of this. Let's give away our first $50 gift certificate to in the month of February. Okay, so what question can we ask the doctor, the medicine shop, Dr. George? What is a good question that we could ask him? Anybody got one? Oh, silence on the radio. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question, doctor. You ready?
Ask him about that rash, Nick.
That's it.
Hey, Doc, Tom's got a rash. He was, listen, so from a chemical side, you're out for the holidays, you're taking a shot of liquor, you drink some Irish coffee that is over spiked with alcohol, and you eat all these different foods from lasagna to ham to turkey to all that stuff. Could you potentially get like a 3-hour sickness from that?
I don't know what you mean by a 3-hour sickness. I look at it more like a 24-hour sickness.
But it was only 3 hours.
3 hours, really?
Right, Tom?
That really happened to Tom.
Because
he threw a dagger. I figured I'd get him.
What was it, Tom?
It's all boiling
just
together.
Just an upset stomach, I guess.
Yeah.
Overindulgence.
A little bit of everything.
What do you say to this?
It wasn't drunk. It was just, you know.
What do you say, like, the side effects of medicine? Like, you take one pill, and then you have a side effect, and then you got to take another pill.
Like 50. So, yeah. How right. about that?
Can people be, do you see it yourself, where doctors over-medicate patients?
I wouldn't say it's over-medication. I think sometimes they're trying to treat one thing, and they're trying to then figure out what exactly they're going to take care of, as you said, the other side effect of the medicine, or for that matter, something else that comes along that causes another medical problem. I'm not exactly sure as to over-medication. Other situations, absolutely. But it depends on what you talk about over-medicating in a specific area. If that's pain management versus, let's say, cardiovascular issues or heart medications or diabetes medication, you really can't be specific about something like that without knowing exactly what the problem is underlying that's causing most of the issues. And then, obviously, then the prescribing of this medication. So, yes, are there people that are on quite a bit of medicine? Absolutely. But is there a reason? Every doctor that probably prescribes can probably justify it in their own way. So I don't really see it as a over-prescribing. I see it more as a really something that specialist or that particular primary care is interested in taking care of at that moment in time when the patient presents at the office.
I think where it happens is like when someone has four different doctors, where the other doctor doesn't know what the person's being prescribed. So maybe that's how it could happen more often if you have four different doctors for four different categories.
And I agree to that. I mean, obviously, that's why we call ourselves the gateway to medicine. We are considering that in our behalf, because at the end of the day, when we are looking at what we do as professionals, we try and make sure that there's no interference between the medications, and at the same time, the combination of everything that the patient will take actually is to the benefit and not to the detriment of the actual therapy and the patient.
Now, have you ever run into a situation where a client was taking multiple medications and maybe tested positive for something they've never done, like an illicit drug?
We've had situations recently, actually within the last year, where we had actually pain management doctors that I worked very closely flagged patients of ours that were on certain medications, and somehow the lab came back and actually gave them a different indication, but there was no evidence that the patient was on any of that kind of medication. And unfortunately, I hate to say this, and not that I want to make, obviously, abusers out of the people that are listening in today, but at the end of the day, there are over-the-counter medications that can express themselves in an illicit way on an exam without actually the patient not even being aware of it.
Like poppy seeds on a bagel.
Yes. I mean, that's possible.
Right, no, seriously. They're all like laughing, but no.
It's a lot of poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds on a bagel can give false positive for barbiturates. Is that correct?
Yes, your analysis test.
More morphine related, actually, than anything else.
Morphine, yeah.
Morphine.
Why is that?
Because they do actually create a chemical that's morphine related, but they don't have the effect. It's just more of a marker. Actually, the chemical structure looks exactly very similar, just like if you took the cough suppressant over the counter by the name of dextromethorphan, the Robitussin DM. That's actually one of those medications that, unfortunately, I hate to say, if you take too much of it, it won't show as a positive opioid on your blood exam or your urine exam.
That's interesting stuff. And, like, the things that I think you, like, if you take the average person, you know, these tough names, like, when I listen to TV shows of doctors talking, always these six-syllable words. You know what I'm saying? So that's where you guys separate the, you know, the lambs from the lions. You guys are the lions. When it comes to words, right, six-syllable words, if I had to hire someone to go into a contest for six-syllable words, you know who I'd hire? You.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes say to yourself, my God, I got to say this?
You know what I would tell Brian? Thank God I'm Greek.
There you go. There you go.
Because all the words, I hate to say this, in some way or another, either are Latin-derived or Greek-derived. So it makes it very easy for me to pronounce and put in syllables without a problem.
Yeah, you know, that's true. Do you know the word resentment comes from a Greek word? Re means to, like, repaint, and sentment means to feel. And it's a Greek word, an old Greek word. Resentment is to re-feel. And the more you re-feel the resentment, the more you make that person the devil, and you're lily white as so. But I noticed that every word that I do, like look up the origin, it's generally Greek or Latin.
Yeah.
First Olympics. Do you know, okay, here's the test. I got the question, and it's a Greek question.
Sure.
Do you know the Lolo Reef, right, that they gave back in 2,000 years ago, whenever the Olympics was?
Yes.
They gave a Lolo Reef. Right?
Yes.
What is it that you can't rest on your laurels? Why is that statement? You ever hear that? You can't rest on your laurels?
Morals.
Laurels. Okay. Laurels.
Laurels, yeah.
Like a laurel reef.
Yeah. Oh.
Why is that? It's old Greek. And what do they call that thing?
Tom.
What do they call that one? An old Greek. When they go, whatever it is, but you know what I'm saying. Why does the sentence "you can't rest on your laurels"? Why is that a cliche?
My impression is that you always have to prove yourself.
Okay, we'll go with that. We're gonna make you a winner.
Okay.
But what it is the laurel wreath, once it's pulled off the vine, only lives for 24 hours.
Ah. Okay.
So then you can't rest on your laurels. Because when you win that gold medal, guess who's right now huffing and puffing and training to come right behind you? Someone else.
Yeah.
So you can't rest on your laurels is a Greek analogy. How was that? And you got it. Let's ring the bell, the claw. Okay, that's it. We got a big audience here. We're going to let you pick a song, a Greek song, whatever song you want. You listening, Tom? And this song is being sponsored by the Medicine Shop Pharmacy. And you notice we didn't really push your medicine shop. They can go to www.medicineshop.com/largo,
And that's at 155 East Bay Drive, Suite K. You're right next to the Hungry Howies.
That's correct. We're right across from the Palms of Largo. It's a big community of retirees and good people and good friends of ours, actually. So
between Starkey and Lake.
Yeah, is that a retirement home?
Yes, it's a big retirement community. They have about between 2,000 and 3,000 people across the street from us.
Well, on Christmas, what we did is, what we found out is that 80% of the people that are 90 years and over are the forgotten, that no one comes and visits them. Did you know that was the statistic on that?
Wow.
So what we did is we went into a manor, it's called Manor in Dunedin, and Tammy set this up. This had nothing to do with me. Tammy and Pastor Tina. And they went into every room and gave them a present.
Yes, we did.
And it was the most emotional day of my life. The one lady was 109 years old. And it's just a beautiful thing. And I think you deal with the elderly. So it was just a beautiful thing. And then our next one we're doing is going to be a Valentine's Day. And if you want to be part of that, it's kind of neat just to be part of it. It really is. It's very emotional. Wow. And there's this one 90-year-old man that Tina was going to try to give himself to the Lord, and he just wouldn't do it. But on this day, he did. And the pastor, Tina, was hysterically crying. Was everybody crying in the room?
Yes.
It was just very emotional. The elderly people can really have a lot of knowledge.
Well, besides the knowledge, it's also we always respected the wisdom they have.
Right, yes, right. And you can't. Yes. You have anything you'd like to add, Mr. Nick?
Just that we all hope to be there.
Right. Good point. Yeah. So what you do there at the medicine?
About old people.
Yeah. What the medicine?
We all want to be old people, right?
Right. And it's the proper medication too can make you even live longer.
That's right.
So what is this CB thing? What is the bring in your med list? What is CBD? What is that? The newest thing?
Well, that's your six-syllable word that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Your cannabinoid oils.
What kind do you carry?
What type of oils do you carry?
We obviously carry the CBD product without, obviously, the THC, which is really not necessary for the therapy piece of
the non-dispensary
stuff. Anything that we actually do. We started now, besides carrying the oils, we carry a lot of the topicals.
Which brand names do you carry?
The gentleman that's there with you today, obviously, is a very well-knowledgeable person as far as what they do and what they don't do. But we started actually carrying different products based upon what we're trying to actually accomplish. And we're now actually carrying topical roll-ons and topical, actually, lotions that we started to see reduction in eczema, as well as a reduction in psoriasis with topical use without actually no steroid use whatsoever. So it's been a very, very promising product for us at the doses that we're actually giving it. On top of that, obviously, a person that wants to take it orally, they just have to be careful, obviously, with certain medications that will interfere, that could potentially harm them. But it's definitely something that they can reach out to any pharmacy. For that matter, obviously, we would hope they will reach out to us and make sure that actually whatever concerns they might have, they can address with us and make sure that we don't actually have any.
Do you carry a specific brand name?
We carry actually ProMed and Ananda. Okay. Ananda is actually a company that's been formed, most of them obviously coming out of Kentucky most likely. And they actually only give us, the Ananda Professional, they give this specifically to pharmacies throughout the nation.
Got it.
Hey, very good. We got to go now, but I want to say this. The Medicine Shop Pharmacy is on 15. We had a doctor, just going to give you an example. We had a commander. There was a commander of the armed forces. Who else did we have? We had Angie's Grill, Eric on the line. And then we had the mayor of Palm Harbor. And now we have the doctor from the Medicine Shop. Thank you, George.
Thank you.
And thanks, you won George. Money today, buddy.
Thank you.
And would you like to say anything in closing?
No, I wish everybody a happy new year.
Thank you.
Very good, George. Medicine Shop of Largo.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.